James, I noticed in the program that you travel the country with your antique horns. Tell us about your collection and how it came to be.
Sure. So I started collecting horns about 9 years ago now. The one I'm performing on, we'll be playing on tonight, I got 9 years ago, and it's over 200 years old. And I play in different countries around the orchestras around the country, like I said. I got my doctorate at Boston University. I'm actually the first person in the country to get that specific doctorate. I created my own program. And my wife and I moved to Lorain County only a few months ago, and we're making our home base here. She's pregnant with identical twins, so we're really excited about that. Anything else you'd like to know?
Well, tell us a little bit about the horn itself. What kind of horn is it, and how did you acquire it? How do you find a horn that's more than 200 years old?
Sure. So what the horn is, so a modern French horn you see in the modern orchestras, it has vowels. It's a big curled instrument. This is the horn of Mozart and Beethoven's time that has no vowels whatsoever. It's called the natural horn, and you play it with different air coming out of your lips. Your body's creating the notes. Finding the instruments, most of them that I found, I actually found on eBay. I actually bought one an hour ago on eBay that I found. That's 100 years old. And there are different auction sites that I find them on. I found one on Craigslist. And two people have actually given me horns for free because they know what I do. So I find these instruments in a lot of different places. Years ago, people were able to go to flea markets, yard sales, and find these. But now with the internet, people know what they're worth. So you really don't see that as much anymore.
Do you have to do anything special in keeping them in good condition or updating them, or how do you preserve their integrity?
Of course, yeah. So every time I get a horn, I clean it myself. And there's a really easy way to do it. You take it all apart and you put it in a bathtub full of warm water with a little bit of soap in it. And that cleans out stuff on the inside. And then I take what's called a snake and you run it through the instrument and it gets all the rest of the stuff out. To maintain it, you oil the instruments, you grease the instruments, you make sure they're in a safe place. On horns that are probably more than 200 years old, you usually want to use gloves while using them because it's brass, so the acid in your hands will corrode the metal, and there's a lot of different factors in the environment too that can tarnish the metal.
And may I ask, with two kids on the way, where do you keep this vast horn collection? Do you have room in your home?
Now we do, yes. So fortunately, we have an entire upstairs. That's kind of a loft that all my horns fit in. It's my studio / guest room. But when we were living in Boston, we were living in a studio apartment, and I had a nice Tetris stack in one of the closets that I would have to put my horns. So fortunately, we do have the space now.